This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Oddspots News at insert time.
And a young entrepreneur in the UK has founded a highly profitable business making flower pots adorned with a likeness of your breasts. The creative businesswoman has made her first flower pot based on her own breasts as a present for her partner. After bouncing around a few ideas, it was then that the idea took off. Gaining notoriety around the world, the business now boasts bulging profits with no signs that interest is sagging.
Oh, Fossey.
That's lovely.
We were talking about bras before, so I guess it's fitting that we keep with the breast theme today.
Yeah, you can't
fitting
plant
with the bras.
Yeah, you can't plant much in mine, I don't think. Little succulents. Little cactus.
It'll keep the boys away.
Sometimes I feel like you start sprouting, you get a few hairs.
Right.
I've got two little mangled chia pets down here. Little grassy knolls. So I'm going to Edinburgh. I'm so funny.
Oh, my goodness me. You wouldn't contemplate getting yours done, do you?
No.
Geez, I was thinking about it.
Maybe other parts of my body. I don't know.
Yes, how far does one venture?
Yes. Goodness,
yeah. Salt shakers.
And finally, the collective weight of the nails that has made it impossible for Sridhar Chalal to open his left hand or flex his fingers. It's the end of an era for the man who holds the world record for the longest fingernails on one hand. Sridhar Chalal of India hadn't cut the fingernails on his left hand since 1952, when he was 14 and a teacher got mad at him for breaking a nail. They'd reached a collective length of about 10 metres.
A Japanese advertising company has come up with an unorthodox way to get eyeballs for its clients' products by placing advertisements on the armpits of women. The Wakino ad company is offering colour ads in various sizes with armpit rentals, starting from about $120 an hour. Wakino only recently began operations but has snagged its first client, a beauty treatment clinic offering underarm hair removal procedures. The agency is also calling for aspiring models to raise their hands as it embarks on a recruitment drive via its website. The company is open to hiring male models as well and plans to hold an armpit beauty contest in the future.
Don't you shake your head, Dano. That's a great idea. You're a walking ad for armpit ad for deodorant as it is.
You're in graphic design, mate. You've missed this opportunity.
I just don't think that the armpit is on display often enough.
Well, it might be if you were paid to display it.
Sure.
Walk around with the hands in the air like you just don't care most of the time.
Where'd you find that?
You people don't travel on public transport, do you?
No. How did you know?
People on trams, right?
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, that's when your arms are up. Armpit ads. Great idea.
Great.
Is it tattooed on, dude?
No, it's temporary.
Okay. Well, if they can do temporary advertising on skin, why don't people rather than, you know?
Yeah, I've got free cheeks.
You sure do, mate. On your face. Yeah. No, sorry. It's great.
A TV adaptation of Batwoman is to become the first live-action superhero series with an openly gay lead character. America's CW network is developing the series to add to its collection of shows based on DC Comics characters. Batwoman was introduced back in the 1950s as a love interest for Batman to dispel rumours of his own homosexuality. The character was reintroduced in 2006 as a gay woman called Kate Kane. The show's synopsis describes her as an out lesbian and highly trained street fighter primed to snuff out the criminals' resurgence in the city.
That's great. You know, but I'm still shocked. I'm still trying to get over the news, what Colin was telling me. All that information about Batwoman. I mean, bringing Batwoman in so we didn't think that Batman was gay. I thought that's why they brought Robin in. Oh. So just that we all knew he was getting plenty.
Absolutely.
Did you know, too, that there is a new internet craze sweeping the web as it sees women holding their breasts in the shape of a heart and posting pictures of it online?
In the shape of a heart?
In the shape of a heart. So the bizarre trend.
Oh, so yes. Thumbs are meeting at the top and that's a sort of hook.
Named the heart-shaped boob challenge.
Okay.
It began this week in China.
How banal.
It is. It's bizarre because the new trend is taking social media by storm, and within days it exploded onto the country's most popular social network.
I don't get it.
No, neither do I. Are they bare breasts?
Well, they are. You have a look on the internet.
That's why then, isn't it?
Well, it sees women grab their breasts and use their hands to mould the flesh into a shape of a heart.
Wow.
I'm Googling it.
Google it. Come on. Just do that. In the name of research, Claire.
They then take pictures of themselves before posting online for all their friends to see.
Oh, lovely. I'm sure my friends would love to see breast in the shape of a heart.
So far, snaps have been taken and shared more than
Claire, you should have warned me. Oh.
Oh, my God, that's so full on. That looks really painful.
It does not look.
I'm going to try that.
Do you think, have you got man boobs?
No, I haven't got man boobs, but I might try it elsewhere.
Look at this lady.
You might try it elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a hamburger. I'm going to make a heart.
Oh, well,
isn't that amazing?
We are viewing this for you listeners right now.
Goodness me.
And believe me, we're doing it, we're doing it tough because that's pretty.
That's burnt into my retina. Yeah.
So there you go. You can't remove that. So I'll be back at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Ratter.
Time for an odd spot. And Sainsbury's, a supermarket chain in the UK, is launching a new touch-free packaging for customers too scared to handle raw chicken. The supermarket announced the pouches were developed for millennial shoppers who apparently prefer to avoid uncooked meat. And instead, Dave, you'll be into this, they can just rip and tip straight into the fry pan. Topical. Sainsbury said the move is in response to store surveys which found young people in Britain have high levels of anxiety about raw chicken.
Well. How do you feel about that, Dave?
Oh, I don't think I've got any fears about uncooked chicken.
How specific was the survey?
It's like, very specific.
Who's being asked questions about their anxiety levels in relation to raw chicken?
I think it's something. I mean, I think it's not just being scared of the meat. I think like being also scared of food poisoning. I think they said that the millennials are really paranoid about chicken food poisoning.
Oh. I reckon the millennials need to learn how to cook would be a good start. Mm. That's my advice. I'm going to give out advice all more.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you're an expert now. Yeah, that's right. You can be our food expert, our resident Lothario. Where does it stop?
Nowhere.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.